face off here tonight. And in case you're just joining us, we were under a 1 hour rain delay, but now they're taking the tarp off the field and we are ready for some baseball. And I'll take a look at the district standings tonight as we go into this one. Brenham Cubs right now the front runners at 9-0. They have clinched a playoff spot. They did so Tuesday night against Montgomery. And if the Cubs win tonight, they will clinch at least a share of the district championship. Meanwhile, Lake Creek is going to take it. They're taking on Brian Rutter tonight or tomorrow night. That one will be at Rutter. At Lake Creek, 5-2 in district. They are in second place. Currently, you got Montgomery and College Station are tied for third place at 4-3. Rutter is 3-4, and they're in fifth place right now. A&M Consolidated is in sixth place at 2-7, and Huntsville is bringing up the rear at 0-8, and Huntsville is off this week. But, yeah, the Cubs and Montgomery and then also College Station and A&M Consolidated electing to play tonight. And we don't have a score quite yet on the A&M and College Station game. But if we do get a final, we'll be sure and pass that one along. And as we said, Lake Creek and Rutter waiting until tomorrow night. Now, that one is special interest to the Cubs there because if Rutter can beat Lake Creek, Cubs will then be outright district champions, but if Lake Creek wins, then would have to wait and see what happens with next week's games. It might even come down to the because Cubs have a bye next week. Might even come down to the finals.
Yeah, that's it. You know, well, that's right. We could not possibly not know until next Friday.
Yeah.
So, but we talked about this. You did say there's a win tonight. Would be
at least a share.
At least a share of the title. So
yeah.
that'd be a big plus in itself right there. So
absolutely.
And I know that's the objective, Coach Coach Wheaton.
Exactly. And meanwhile, we got more to come here on the pregame show. Let's head back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, as we are counting down to the start of tonight's game between the Brenham Cubs and the Montgomery Bears, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you, call for a free quote. And for the Montgomery Bears, it'll be Lucas Hosler leading things off, playing second base. Batting second will be the right fielder, Chase Hyatt. Batting third, center fielder, Wyatt Cluett. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Drake Cox. Batting fifth, first baseman, Bryce Miles. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Lance Ehlers. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cooper Jones. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Landon Lutz. And batting ninth, third baseman, Tate Hartz. The pitcher for the Bears this evening will be Braden Hernandez. And now for your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And it'll be Dalton Hart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second, third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third will be the designated hitter, Drake Behnke. Batting fourth, first baseman, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Braden Steele. Batting ninth, left fielder, Brooks Rosnowski. And playing right field will be Caleb Maurer. That is a look at the two starting lineups, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
We come back here, in case you're just joining us, the Cubs and the Bears. Well, the delayed start time, we were originally supposed to get this one underway at 7 o'clock. Now, 8 o'clock is the expected start time for this one. I see the umpires making their way out to the field now. And, of course, we look at the pitching matchup tonight. And for the Brenham Cubs, they'll be sending Braden Steele to the mound. And Braden has been pitching some really great games. And his opponent is going to be Braden Hernandez. And we got a little bit of a scouting report before we went on the air.
Yeah, of course, Steve Rogers would definitely have a scouting report for us. But supposedly, Braden Hernandez is their ace. And I guess we can also mention that he's supposed to be a Baylor University commit. So
okay.
It's going to be an interesting evening for us. So, but you know, before the season ever started, we felt quite certain that Montgomery was going to put a very presentable baseball team on the field. So nothing would surprise me this evening. And we, relatively speaking, it wasn't a walk-away game on Tuesday night.
No, it was not.
So it'll be an interesting matchup this evening.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, turned out the way the Cubs have been doing all year is having that one really big inning where they get all their runs together.
Right. And that's what is going to be a key to the ball game this evening is, you know, if the Cubs can make it a point to hold them that first inning and put a couple of runs on the board in the bottom of the first, that will definitely put the pressure on Montgomery, and they'll be playing under pressure the rest of the baseball game.
Exactly. And the coaches having the plate meeting, and we're going to take one more break, and we should be back with the official introductions as well as our national anthem. But first, let's go back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, we're here at Fireman's Park. It's time now for the official introductions. For that, we go to our public address announcer, Ross Schrader.
Your starting lineups for Montgomery. Leading off, the second baseman, number 3, Lucas Hosler. Batting second, the right fielder, number 14, Chase Hyatt. Batting third, the center fielder, number 10, Wyatt Pruitt. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 31, Drake Cox. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 11, Bryce Miles. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 25, Lance Ellers. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 4, Cooper Jones. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 1, Landon Lutz. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 16, Tate Parks. Starting pitcher for the Tigers, for the Bears, number 22, Braden Hernandez. Now the starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs. Leading off, the shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart. Batting second, the third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Bentke. Bentke is hitting for the right fielder, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, center fielder, number 4, Ethan Oschenbeck. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Batting eighth, the pitcher, number 12, Braden Steele. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski. At this time, we ask you please rise to honor America for the playing of our national anthem.
That's the end of the pregame, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Play ball!
The pregame was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, DVR Materials, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DVM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Branded Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services.
And here we go. First pitch of the game, Lucas Hosler with a bouncer to third, high up. Think he throws on to first and gets the out. Nice job by Owen to staying with that one.
I'm telling you, no doubt about it, Doug. Owen stayed with it the whole way, and that was definitely a high hopper.
And this one foul back, Chase Hyatt, the batter now. Montgomery with their top three in the order here in the top of the first inning against Braden Steele. And the 0-1 pitch inside for a ball.
No. Got that inside corner.
Yeah, okay. We'll take it. 0-2. And that one up high now is 1-2. And coming up next, we've got our game time weather update sponsored by Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And that one was bounced up there, a ball, and makes it now 2-2. And that one popped foul. And right now we still, although it's tapered off, just a small drizzle here at Fireman's Park. Yeah, that one just missing a ball. It's 3-2. And the rain is supposed to be out of here about 9 o'clock. Be through here completely. 3-2 pitch from Steele. And another one that was a close pitch, and Hyatt takes the walk. And supposed to get down to 65 by in the morning tomorrow. Looking at an 80% chance of rain. Saturday we're looking 50-50 shot. And Sunday we're looking at a 60% chance of rain. And those totals kind of keep changing a little bit. So we'll, as they say, take those with a grain of salt. As Wyatt Clute, the batter now. And he sends us the ground ball to first. Hardy throws to Hart. Relay to first. Not in time. But they do get the lead out on that one.
Good job there by Luke Hardy, fielding that ball cleanly. Going straight to Dalton Hart at second base. Definitely getting the lead runner.
And for the Cubs, you got Steele on the mound. Back behind the plate, Brody Tucker, right side of the infield. Luke Hardy at first. Landry Mendoza at second, left side. Dalton Hart at short. Owen Finke at third. Into the outfield, Ethan Oshenbeck at center. Flanked and right by Caleb Maurer. In and left by Brooks Rosnowski. So two outs in the inning and a runner at first. Drake Cox, the batter. And pitch is taken for a strike. And how about this from going with four straight lefties to start the game here?
I tell you what, that's amazing.
And that one back up the middle, knocked down by Mendoza, flips to Hart, and gets the out at second. And so that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical, supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
All right, as we continue here, going into the bottom of the first inning for the Cubs, it'll be Dalton Hart, Owen Finke, and Drake Benke do up. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here. In case you're wondering why we're only in the bottom of the first, we had a one-hour rain delay here. But rain has tapered off, the tarp's off the field, and we are good to go with some baseball here tonight. Although it'd be nice if they could get somebody to send some food up to the press box.
Wouldn't that be a blessing? But
yeah.
Now, whether or not that happens or not will be an awakening, of course. Yeah. But you know what? The one thing, if you would have asked me an hour and a half ago the way the rain was coming down, I would have felt that we would never get the game in. But evidently that band just passed through. And really, I have not been on the field, checked the condition of the grass. It should be a good night for baseball.
Yeah, they have the tarp here, which the tarp covers the entire infield. So the infield is good tonight. The only areas of concern would be, like you said, Tommy, the outfield grass. And here comes our first game time train. We had a couple.
There it is.
While we were waiting to get started, but our first game time train coming up. And Dalton Hart to lead it off here for the Cubs. And so Hernandez ready to deliver his first pitch of the night. Lefty on lefty matchup. And that one is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Lively fastball, low and outside on the left-handed hitting Hart.
Yeah, that one taken for a ball. It's quickly 2-0.
And
part of his second season with the Cubs. And that one up high, 3-0. And he's been such a great hitter in these 2 years he's been. And also, defensively, he's really solidified that shortstop position.
Oh, no, it definitely is. That was a great addition last year. Who would have ever dreamed that we would have been able to get a shortstop in the manner in which we did?
Yep. And that one, a strike call, and it's 3-1. And, of course, next season, going to play for his dad, Dusty Hart, with the Blinn Buccaneers. And that one taken down low, a ball, and Hart draws the leadoff walk.
Hey, that's what we wanted to see.
Well, the Cubs, a little bit different than normal. Well, it's become the norm now. Coach Seth Spivey down there at third, and head coach Chase Wheaton in the first base coaching box. As Owen Finke steps in. And Finke takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Hernandez came with curveball that time, Doug. He'd been throwing fastballs to Dalton Hart, leading off on Owen with a curveball.
Hernandez high in the base runner, Hart. Finke squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back as the pitch was outside. And it's 1-1. Roll over and runner back in safely. Is going, and he will be in there with a steal.
I'll tell you what, he got a great jump. In addition to that, the pitch was a curveball, which gave him another advantage.
Yeah.
No throw by the catcher.
And one ball, two strikes on Finke. And catcher Jones going out to have a word with Hernandez. Hernandez on the mound. Cooper Jones back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, you got Bryce Miles at first, Lucas Hostler at second. Left side of the infield, Drake Cox is at short, Tate Hart's at third. Into the outfield, Wyatt Pluitt in center, flanked right by Chase Hyatt, and in left by Landon Lutz. After Finke, Drake Pinke would be due up next, and then Hardy after that. And that one is a shot to
hit
short.
Him.
Or did it hit Hart?
Hit Hart on the foot.
Ah. And so Hart is out, trying to go second to third. And Finke reaches base. That's one of those weird things. How do you score that?
I'm going to find that out.
As if that goes down as a hit or a...
No. I would say fielder's choice.
Okay.
So, yes.
And that one.
I'm just trying to remember what they call when the runner gets hit.
Yeah. So. Drake Pinke, the batter now. And curveball in there for a strike.
A good curveball again there by Hernandez. Going back to Owen Finke, Owen got the pitch that he wanted, made good contact, hit really well, but hit so hard it caught Dalton on the back foot.
And fouls that one away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a text that it goes down as an interference. And two balls, two strikes. It's just that was one of those plays that just doesn't happen very often. And curveball.
No, it is one thing you just do not see it a lot.
And it'll be a ball on Benke. Benke takes his lead. Full count now. And another foul ball.
Going back to that interference, it happened to me in Little League. After that, I learned how to dance.
Roll over, thinking not leaning very far there.
I guess we won't be able to say it enough tonight, Doug. This game really has a lot of implications.
It certainly does. And inside ball four. Benke draws the walk, and that'll put two on now for Luke Hardy. Hardy getting started first base after picking up the win in the Tuesday night game.
Hernandez with a little control issues here early.
Yeah. And that one, fastball in there for a strike. Painted that outside corner. And Hardy sends this one. And that is going to be caught. It's going to be Finke tagging. He'll move to third. He drove that one all the way out to the wall. Ended up being a long, noisy out. But he does do the job in moving Finke into scoring position. Now we'll see if Aschenbeck can get him home.
Tell you what, we do have a little bit of a breeze. You get it up as high as he got it in the air. It could create some issues for the fielders.
Runners at the corners, two down. And a strike call on the Aschenbeck.
Doug, I have to say, he has a pretty fair curveball.
Yeah. And Binky going and swung on a miss for strike two.
Tell you what, that was straight heat there on that outside corner. Binky gets the easy steal to second base.
So now it's two runners in scoring position. Let's see if Aschenbeck can get a hit here and put the Cubs on the board. And that one up high for a ball. It's one and two. One, two pitch. Swung out of that one. Is foul over. And that's going to get past the first base dugout and out of play. Runners take their leads. Hardy waiting on the pitch from Hernandez. Strike three called. Oshenbeck caught looking, and that will retire the sides. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the second inning, no score, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong, the Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles, eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive, Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go, LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, as we come back in, got clarification in on that at bat where the interference was called. Even though he hit into it, he does get credit for a single on there. So one hit for the Cubs thus far in the ball game as we get started with inning number two. And Braden Steele will be looking at Bryce Miles, Lance Ehlers, and Cooper Jones. No score here for Fireman's Park. Looks like even with the late start, we did still get a pretty good crowd here tonight.
Oh, yes, it is. I saw that when, you know, we were missing a piece of equipment.
And
I noticed that, you know, the crowd, and they were still driving up as I got back.
And Bryce Miles to lead it off against Braden Steele. And first pitch fouled that one back into the screen. It's 0-1. And that one down low, a ball bounced up there. It's 1-1. And that one over to third.
Oh, nice stab.
Throw to first. And we got passed.
This is going to be interesting to see how they score this one.
Yeah. I think you got to
get it. It would have been close.
I think you got to get him as far in the hole as he had to go for that. I think you got to give him a hit on that. Yeah, that one swung on a miss, 0-1. Still ready with his next pitch. And one down low ball, and it's 1-1. Outside, 2-1. And that one is taken for a ball. It's 3-1.
And after starting off a strike, three straight balls now for Braden Steele.
Throw over. Yeah, runner back in.
You know, that's one thing we have to mention this. For a right-hander, Braden Steele has a pretty good move.
Yes, he does. And that one is over to short.
Oh, this should
step
be
on the
easy.
Bag. Throw to first, double play. He just makes it look so easily out there, doesn't he?
That was more or less tailor-made.
Yeah. And now Cooper Jones, the catcher, will bat here against Braden Steele.
But, you know, that's how you win ball games when you make plays like that.
Yeah, that one outside for a ball. And that one taken for a strike, 1-1.
Tell you what, Cooper Jones built like he could be a strong running back.
Yep. Swing and a miss, 1-2.
I'm going to say that pitch was slider and just could not catch up to it.
Next pitch, that is a pop-up, and Mendoza over, and he'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second, and no score here for Fireman's. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And back we come here, and it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and a former Cup baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And Brayden Hernandez is warming up, getting ready for his second inning of work. He'll be looking at Brody Tucker, Landry Mendoza, and Braden Steele. And that one down low for a ball. And we're ready to go here with Brody Tucker. No score here. We're in the bottom of the second inning.
off the bottom of the second. Broom Cove catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker.
Yeah, first pitch to Tucker, swung on and missed, 0-1.
Doug, next time you get to interview Brody,
yeah,
I'm going to ask him about those shoes. Those shoes intrigue me, man. I'm telling you.
Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
What would you call that, neon yellow?
That's what I was thinking, yeah, neon yellow. And that one taken, 4-ball, 1-2.
And I always enjoy your interviews with Brody. He is an intriguing young man.
Yes, he is. And that one fouled back. Nobody on in front of him. So now Tucker is stepping in with 2-2 count. He'll take up high ball, 3-2, full count. And that one, it's a high pop, second baseman over. And he'll make the grab for out number 1. And that brings Landry Mendoza to the plate. Mendoza's bat starting to heat up here lately. And pitches, swing and a miss, still 1-1.
I tell you what, the way he's just been really seeing the ball really, really well. And it's a hitter's dream world.
Yeah. Missed, and Mendoza down on strikes. That's two away, and that'll bring in Braden Steele.
Turns up pitcher number 12, Braden Steele.
And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Hey Doug, you think we ought to ask the listening fans out there? Who hit the first home run in the Astrodome? You think they would remember? I guarantee somebody ought to remember.
I think I know who it is, but I'll reserve judgment till we hear it, see if somebody would like to know.
Yeah.
And that one fouled away. I thought I remember hearing this on the Astros broadcast.
Knowingly, it would happen to a well-known baseball player.
Well,
very well-known.
That one is going to get in there for a hit. And Steele is aboard. And that'll bring up Brooks Rosnowski.
But Braden helping his own cause. That's Senega.
And yeah, Blue Senega coming in to run as Rosnowski comes in to bat.
Your attention, please. Courtesy running at first base, number 6, Lou Sinega. Now batting the left fielder, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski.
Oh, no.
And pick off play. And Lou is going to get picked off. Did a great job of trying to hurdle there, but...
Hurdle didn't work.
No. And it's a caught steal. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And nobody left on. And we played through two. Still no score here at Fireman's. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, as we come back here, we head to the top of the third inning. Still no score. And Landon Lutz leading things off. Steal into the line on the pitch. Going to be foul away. And that one foul back. Steele comes set, next pitch. Swung and I admit, oh, foul back. Not just enough of it to foul it away. Taken outside for a ball, 1-2. One foul away. Two strikes. Let's ready. A pitch coming from Rosnowski. Does pick up ball. It's 2-2. Now that one's going to be popped up. Backtracking goes hard. Call everybody else up, and he'll make the grab for out number one on Lutz. And Tate Hart's the batter. It's going to be sent out to center. And that is going to drop in for a hit.
Oh, great job there by Rosnowski getting over there in left center field to hold him to a long single.
It certainly did.
Name like Tate Hartz.
Yeah.
Sounds like a quarterback's name.
Yeah, something like that. One out here in the top of the third. Yep. That's one I missed. That's 2-1. Runners at the corners and one. To the right side, and Hardy will pick it up, run to the bag, and that is two away. Nice heads up play there by Luke.
No play going to second base. Good job there by Luke getting a sure out at first.
It's a two down now, and it'll send us back to the top of the Montgomery batting order with Lucas Hosler. Pitch coming from Steele in there for a strike in. It's 0-1.
This is Hyatt, Doug. Chase Hyatt.
Hyatt the batter here. Hyatt walked his first time around. Pop foul back again.
Braden ahead and count now 0-2.
And down low.
Hey, good job there by Brody keeping the ball in front of him. Pitches down in the dirt.
Looked like he was kind of daring that runner at second to try to go up, try to advance to third on him.
Brody's going, I dare you.
And that one over to short, hard up with it, fires to first, and that will retire the side. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score here from Fireman's Park. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
All right, as we come here, back here, Braden Hernandez taking his warm-up tosses here at the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Brooks Rosnowski, Drake Dalton Hart and Owen Pinky do up. No, we're waiting on Rosnowski to step in here.
Moving off the bottom of the third, Brennan Cub left fielder, number 16, Brooke Rosnowski.
That one. Two-hole count. And Rosnowski fouls that one away. Fought and worked himself into the starting lineup for the Cubs. Three balls, one strike. Rosnowski trying to get it going here for the Cubs in the city, and that one in there for a strike.
Ooh, lively fastball knee high on that inside corner.
So far, early scouting report on Hernandez has been correct. Pitch fouled away. Three balls and two strikes.
Ooh.
And swing and a miss. And complete the throw down to first base for the strikeout. That's one away there. And that'll bring up Dalton Hart.
Shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart.
And first pitch to Hart, taken for a ball, it's 1-0. Just missing a ball. It's 2-0.
That's that curveball high.
Yeah. Three balls, no strikes, and that is a walk to Dalton Hart, and he's on for the second time tonight, and that'll bring up Owen Finke.
I don't think that was Hernandez's thought in mind.
Just kind of worked out that way.
But it worked out exactly the way we wanted it to.
Yeah. Long. Pinky waiting on it as he steps up here. Still no score. We're in the bottom of the third inning. is a strike 0-1.
Pitch right on that outside corner. Ooh.
And that one is 0-2.
Fastball on that first pitch came back with that good curveball.
Just got a text. Look who won the pillow there.
Who won the pillow?
Coach Roberts.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, hey, way to go. Congratulations, Coach.
Congratulations, Coach, and we're looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Cabot's going to head to Huntsville.
We need a reminder that that is her pillow.
Right. Runner going. And pickoff play. Throw down. And they got him at second. Hart caught stealing. So now the base is empty. Two outs. And that was just a perfectly executed pickoff play there by Montgomery.
I tell you what, Dalton, the first time he got by with it, but since that time, Hernandez's pickoff play has been pretty good.
And Finke swings and misses. He's down on strikes. So we played through three, no score. And we'll be back with the top of the fourth inning. And we hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stegant Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, Braden's still warming it up for the top half of the fourth inning. And he is going to be looking at Wyatt Pluitt, Drake Cox, and Bryce Miles. No score yet between these two teams. It's been quite the pitcher's duel thus far.
Leading off the top of the fourth, Montgomery center fielder, number 10, Wyatt Pluitt.
This is game two of the series. Tuesday night, Cubs won in Montgomery. 5-2 was the final score there. Taken for a ball. And one of the high pop in his thinking. He hauls it in for out number one.
Okay, but that's a big out there.
And Drake Cox, the batter. He reached on the fielder's choice this first time around. Takes a strike, 0-1. And strike called. And quickly here, 0-2.
And I tell you what, that's what you like to see on the cleanup hitter, get a hit on him 0-2.
And foul tip, almost, Tucker couldn't hold on to it, and it remains 0-2. And that one ground ball to first, Hardy up with it. And it's a foot race to the bag, and Hardy beats him for out number two.
I'm pretty sure of this, Doug. You know, we talked earlier about Coach Wheaton now coaching, who normally was at third, is now at first. And Coach Spivey is at third base. Same thing is with Montgomery. The Montgomery head coaches at first base also.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I'm
interesting.
Glad you picked that up. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that one's a strike call. And in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2.
Tell you what, Braden doing an excellent job this evening, as he always does, getting ahead of the batters.
And that one fouled away. Count remains 0-2. And that one is into center field for a base hit. And Bryce Miles, he's 2-for-2 in the game now. Brings up Lance Ehlers, who hit into a double play last time up.
Montgomery designated hitter number 25, Lance Ehlers.
Ehlers, the DH, batting for the pitcher Hernandez. And that one outside for a ball. Nice stop there by Tucker.
Oh, great point, Doug.
Swung and missed, and it's 1-1. Swung and a miss. One ball and two strikes. And down on strikes goes Ehlers. And that'll tie the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on, and we're halfway through this one. And still no score. We head to the bottom of the inning. And we'll be back with a Whataburger recap after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
And Braden Hernandez out there, and it has been a real pitcher's duel here as we welcome you back. It's time now for the Whataburger Recap. And the Whataburger Recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And no score yet. Both teams have been had chances, had some runners on, but just can't get them home. And right now, Montgomery with three hits, Cubs with two hits. But so far, goose eggs on the scoreboard, and that's where we're at right now. As Drake Behnke steps in, Behnke followed by Hardy and then Aschenbeck. Behnke walked his first time up. And he fouls that one back, 0-1. Had a good look at that one, just got a little underneath it.
You know, that's one thing we haven't seen a whole lot of. Hernandez goes right at Drake Behnke.
And next pitch is a strike, 0-2. Yeah, for a large chunk of the season, we've been having teams pitch around Drake. And he smacks that one. That is going to be in for a base hit. And he was looking at second, and instead it's going to be a long single for Behnke.
Well, that's just what we wanted to see. Good piece of hitting there by Drake. Down in the count, 0-2, and Hernandez came back with curveball, and he caught up with it.
And Luke Hardy, the batter. And Hardy pops that one and foul. And that one, wild pitch gets away. And Behnke will head into second base. Now puts him in the scoring position. Yeah, reach the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and the KWHI app for your smartphone. And that one outside for a ball.
Tell you what, Doug, it's another great opportunity here for the Cubs.
Yeah, got a runner in second, no outs. The 2-1 about to be delivered to Hardy. And instead, pickoff attempt, and Behnke back in there safely at second base. Swung and a missed. Two balls and two strikes. That one foul. Count remains 2-2 on Luke Hardy. Foul. Mm-hmm. Benke takes his lead. And outside for a ball. Full count now. With Ethan Oshebeck waiting on deck.
Interesting pitch. He'd been throwing curveballs to Luke Hardy, and Luke would been managed to foul it off, and he came back with fastball off the outside corner.
And now they're coming out and checking in on Hernandez. And let's see if we're going to have a, we might be having a pitching change here. Long conversation out there.
We are. He did something, Doug.
Yeah, and he's coming out. And so we are going to have a pitching change here. And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
All right, we are back here, and your new pitcher is going to be Corbin Stanley. And since he has come on as an injury replacement and not just straight out of the bullpen, he'll be given all the time that he needs to warm up. Meanwhile, this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham.
We're definitely rooting for our home team, but we hope the injury to the young man is not anything overly serious.
Exactly. Hernandez coming out of the game. Didn't actually see what happened there, but it was enough that, because he's been cruising right along here, getting outs when they needed him to, and now with him out, let's see if the Cubs now can take advantage of that with a different pitcher in there.
Heck of a situation for Stanley to come in. Runner on second, cleanup hitter batting, full count. Oh, my goodness.
And down on strikes goes Hardy. And now that'll ring up Ethan Oshenbeck.
Ethan Oshenbeck.
Oshenbeck struck out his first time up. Oh, And that one is
one of those in and out hits. Dug in right field, moved over and made the catch.
And so that's two down now. And Benke had the hold because he wasn't sure if it was going to be caught or not, and it was. And so now Brody Tucker, the batter.
Well, I tell you what, the way Tucker's been here of late with runners in scoring position, it's kind of what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. And first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Is going to be knocked down. Runners are going to be safe everywhere. It's an infield hit for Tucker. The shortstop there for Montgomery, Drake Cox, went as far in the hole as he could. Knocked it down, but didn't have a play anywhere. He thought, looked like he was maybe thinking, trying to get Benke at third, but Benke was already there. And so now courtesy runner.
Attention, please. Courtesy running at first base, number 17, Nate Rao.
Nate Rao.
Okay. Nate Rao running for Tucker. And Mendoza batting here.
Second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And Landry Mendoza steps in. And Mendoza takes the first pitch for a ball. Taking off and going to second is Tucker. Catcher's indifference. So two runners in scoring position.
Nate with the easy
or Rao. Yeah, I forgot they did make the switch. So Rao. And there's truck number two.
Lively one.
And down low for a ball.
Show a little respect to Landry.
Yeah. 3-0. And ball four. Mendoza draws the walk, and that will load the bases with two outs. And Braden Steele, the pitcher, with a chance to help himself out with a bat.
Pitcher, number
12,
Braden Steele.
Braden had a base hit his first time at bat.
Yeah. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. He's got a teammate on every base, trying to bring them home. We're in the bottom of the fourth, no score yet. Cubs batting with two outs. Fly ball. And that's the grand slam! Braden Steele! And look at He's jumping for joy as he surrounds the, it goes around the base pass.
Unbelievable. And
just like that, it's 4-0 Cubs. He certainly did lower the boom there. And let's see, got to go back. And Drake Behnke was the first one to score on that one. So Drake Behnke scored the first run of the game. First run of the game sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Brooks Rosnowski batting here. And he swings and misses 0-1.
I can assure you this, Doug. Be a little bit easier for Braden to throw now.
Yeah. And Rosnowski is down on strikes. And that will retire the side. But in the inning for the Cubs, they do get four runs on three hits, including the big grand slam from Braden Steele. And the Cubs lead it 4-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And we come back here, top of the fifth inning, and the Brenham Cubs lead this one 4-0 on a grand slam by Braden Steele. And the way he's pitching too tonight, it's the, what is the old saying, you want something done right, do it yourself.
That's it.
And he's getting it done on both ends this evening. As he warms up here in the fifth, he'll be looking at the Montgomery, the bottom three in the batting order, Cooper Jones, Landon Lutz, and Tate Hartz.
To top it all off, you can't help your own cause any better than the way he did it.
Exactly. Only thing that would make it even better now if we could get, just get somebody to bring us a couple of hot dogs and a plate of nachos up there, here.
You got that right. What did...
Oh, struck out. And Cooper Jones coming to the plate now. Jones popped up to second the last time around. And that one back up the middle. Mendoza knocks it down. Throw to first. And throw was high, but Hardy did a great job of pulling that one down.
Great point, Doug. Luke extended fully, went up and got the ball, got the foot down on the bag to get the out.
And now that'll bring him Landon Lutz. And pitches a strike, 0-1. And next pitch, outside. Steal ready. And that one taken for a ball. And it's 2-1 now. And outside for a ball, 3-1. And that one foul up third base side.
Lutz turned on that one.
Yep, full count. Lutz flew out to left field his first time up. And a pie ball four. It's the second walk issued by Steele. And that'll bring up Tate Hartz, the first baseman, third baseman.
Montgomery third baseman, number 16, Tate Hartz.
Coach Spivey saw something.
And he's on his way out. They have a word. And by the way, the Blinn Buccaneers with a big victory over San Jack in Houston tonight. Bucks win it 4-3, the final score there.
4-3?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, tight ball game.
Yeah, Dylan Thompson, another great outing, picks up the win. Hudson Mallett's the save. Big night for Hunter Smolenski, 4 hits in the game. Drew Britton also with 2 hits as well. Yeah, so that series now, due to the weather forecast, it's now been moved up. They're going to play tomorrow in Brenham in a doubleheader, 1 o'clock at Leroy Dreyer Field. That the doubleheader was supposed to be Saturday. Now it's going to be on Friday at 1. And pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. And time called umpire now, heading down to the hill. It looked like he was mainly just maybe cleaning the ball off.
Oh, yes,
and there for a strike.
But knee high on that outside corner. Tough pitch to catch up to.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking over, I guess they got the pit going for the, for the post game. And fouled away 0-2. You can see a little flame burst up there. Somebody's cooking something over there.
I think that's for the team later. I don't know why they couldn't speed things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Close.
And pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Do a little something nice for their favorite broadcast team.
I guess we could say wishful thinking.
Yeah. Is taking for a ball, 2-2.
Of course, Cindy could do the same thing at Nathan's, right?
Yeah. Isn't just a couple of barbecue sandwiches would be good.
Got him.
And strike 3 called. Hart's caught looking.
That is second strikeout for Braden.
And that'll bring him back to the top of the Montgomery batting order with Lucas Hosler.
Montgomery second baseman, number 3, Lucas Hosler.
You know, just about every outing we see, that's something Braden doesn't have a lot of. He normally doesn't have a lot of strikeouts, but he manages to get the batters not to hurt him, and he puts the ball in play and lets his fielders make the plays.
And pitch swung on too, and they responded just like his last start last week against Consol. So far, no errors tonight. And runner going, throw down. And that one, Tucker put the ball there, but Mendoza and Hart both trying to get there. Neither one were able to get there in time, but luckily for the Cubs, Aschenbeck there to back up the throw.
Good job there by Ethan. I don't feel as though they would have got him, Doug. He had a really good jump.
Steele with a 1-1 pitch. Ooh, that was pretty close there. Umpire calls it a ball. And it's 2-1 now.
And
strike call, 2-2.
Got him.
Strike three called, and that'll return the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
As we come back here, and Stanley getting ready for the top of the Cub batting order, Dalton Hart, Owen Finke, and Drake Benke. Cubs lead this one 4-0 on a grand slam by Braden Steele. Hard at the plate. He's walked both times he's been up tonight.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth, Brim Cup shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart.
Be sure you join us tomorrow night. We are going to be with the Brenham Cubettes as they continue their quest to try to get a playoff spot. They're going to be on the road in Huntsville. And Hart sends this one a high pop over to the left side. Third baseman over. And he will make the grab for out number 1. And that is scheduled for a 6 o'clock start time. 5:35 pregame here on KWHI.
Tell you what, Doug, I like the way the Cubettes are playing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're doing what you're supposed to be doing. They're playing relaxed and having fun.
Yeah.
Third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke.
Owen Finke, the batter. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And taking for a strike, 0-1. And outside for a ball. 1-1. And the Cubs, next after tonight, they will have a bye next week. They'll play They've got games scheduled here at Fireman's Park on Friday and Saturday of next week. And this one is going to be sent out into center. And center fielder makes the catch for out number two. They're going to face Iowa Colony here on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then they'll have Cy Woods on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we'll be with the girls on Friday night, but we'll have that Cy Woods game next Saturday.
And Drake Benke,
he comes up here with two out and takes the first pitch for a ball. Benke walked his first time up and then singled and scored his last time up.
That Iowa Colony will be a football rematch.
Yep. And pitches a ball 2-0. Yeah, we got a few guys from that Cub football team would love a little payback next Saturday. Benke swings and misses 2-1.
Definitely would like a little payback. I'd love to play that game again.
And outside for a ball, 3-1 now on Benke. And a strike call, 3-2. Benke was ready to take the trot on down to first, but now he'll have to stay in for another pitch.
That pitch was on the outside corner.
And fouls that one away. Count will remain at 3-2. And swung and a miss. Benke down on strikes, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we play through five. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 4-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, on to the sixth inning we go. And for the Montgomery Bears, it'll be their 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Chase Hyatt, Wyatt Kluet, and Drake Cox against Braden Steele. Cubs lead this one 4-0. Cubs trying to secure at least a share of the district championship tonight. And as we said, depending on what happens with Lake Creek and Rudder tomorrow, could end up being outright district champions. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. First things first, got to hold on for six more outs. And that one in there for a strike. And pitch taken for a ball. 2-1 count now on Hyatt. Hyatt walked his first time up and grounded it short last time up. In there for a strike, and it's 2-2. And this one, ground ball to first. Hardy going to run to the bag and get the out. And that's one away. Brings up Wyatt Pluitt.
Montgomery center fielder, number 10, Wyatt Pluitt.
Yeah, pitch is taken. Four balls, 1-0. And that one taken for a ball. 2-0.
Pitch looked pretty good. It must have been high.
That'd be the only thing I can think of. And in there for a strike. Good pitch by Steele.
Good job there by Braden. Come right back and with a strike just on that inner part of the outside corner. Two.
And that is a strike and 2-2. I need to double check on that. And that one, a high fly ball out to right. And that one is gone.
Gone.
Home run for Wyatt Kluitt.
I tell you what, Kluitt got a pitch that he really liked, and he turned on it.
Apparently, I didn't get the notification, but apparently Lake Creek did play Rudder tonight.
Okay.
And Rudder got the win 3-2.
Oh, my goodness.
And that one is caught. And that's out number two.
Well, we may see some good news tonight. Doug.
Yes, we can.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but
right.
It's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I never saw anything where they moved it up, but apparently they did move their game up to today. And that one. It is caught in the center there, and that will retire the side. And so in the inning, there was one run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on, and we are going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
I want to rock!
All right, as we come back here, and Stanley warming up, and Cubs leading this one 4-1. And so, yeah, it is confirmed that with Rutter winning tonight, if the Cubs hold on here, Cubs have already clinched a share of the district title. If they hold on here, they will be outright district champions. And so, so let's see what happens here in the...
Could be a great night because of the rain.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And Luke, it'll be Luke Hardy, Ethan Ashebeck, and Brody Tucker. And by the way, also A&M Consolidated beat College Station tonight 3-1, so that'll throw a monkey wrench into the rest of the playoff positioning for the district as well. And pitch foul away.
Huge monkey wrench.
Yeah. And Hardy swings and misses 1-2. And I know our neighbors over there in Burton got to be really happy for Rutter coach Bailey DeRamus.
Yes.
Coming through with that win tonight. And, of course, Cubs get Rutter the final week of the season. And Hardy swings and misses. Throw down to first. And that is a strikeout. And now that'll bring up Ethan Ashenbeck. Oh, and it's also Coach Wheaton's birthday today.
Boy, wouldn't that be a happy birthday?
Yeah. Just got that from Delbert Baker. Coach Wheaton's birthday today, it is his 40th today. And that one coming in, center fielder.
Clint caught it.
Did he or didn't? It was lay down on the ground and hamming it up there for a little bit. But he makes the catch.
Had a little confusion out there. Right fielder, second baseman. Couldn't make a decision on calling for it. And Cluett comes in and calls him off.
Yeah, it's a two down now. And that brings up Brody Tucker.
Three during the
game. Oh, yeah. Third train coming.
During the game.
During the game, yeah.
You know, yeah. We haven't been talking about that lately. We need to bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's a part of the atmosphere here at Fireman's.
It's part of Fireman's Park.
1-0 pitch. Swing on a miss. 1-1.
Tell you what, Stanley's in a groove now, Doug. Mm-hmm. He threw one bad pitch to Braden Steele.
But, yeah, since then, he's retired the last six in a row. And possibly seven, throw to first. Got away. And Tucker heading for two. And he's going to dig for three. And Brody Tucker will make it all the way to third on the error. The way he was going around the base paths like that, he's making a case for Coach to let him run for himself.
Yeah.
As Landry Mendoza will bat here now. Mendoza struck out his first time out, walked last time up. Cubs with a 4-1 lead here, bottom of the sixth inning. So Rao running for Tucker. Mendoza. And that one foul up the third base side. Nice play by Coach Spivey over there in the third base coaching box.
Still has it.
Yep. Of course, he was a catcher, and then also when he was at Angelina, they just moved him over to second, so he had some time over there. And pitch is a strike called. They Craig BGO'd him. And a pie for a ball. 1-2 count.
I think I'm correct after, didn't he go to ACC then?
I'm not sure.
I believe that's right.
Okay. Yeah, that one fly ball out to right, and it is going to be caught for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Cubs three outs away. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
And Dawson Kime warming up. He comes in for the save opportunity. Cubs leading it 4-1 here. And what a great night on the hill there for Braden Steele. And Steele's his final line tonight. He had six innings pitched, three hits, one run, and it was earned. And that was on that home run. And then two walks, three strikeouts. And he threw 81 pitches on the night. And so Kime now trying to get the save and secure a district championship for the Brenham Cubs. And also, wouldn't that make a great birthday present for Coach Wheaton?
Well, I tell you what, it couldn't get any better than that. You know, district championship, amazing, amazing, absolutely amazing. What can be a really, really great day.
And Brayton's, for Montgomery, it's Lance Ehlers, Cooper Jones, and Landon Lutz to bat here against Dawson Kime.
Just Corbin Stanley's going back, scratching his head and saying, I gave Braden Steele a pitch he really wanted.
Yeah. And that one inside, and Ehlers had a duck. It's ball one. And strike call, 1-1. And that one ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it and gets it to first. And they dropped the ball there at first, and so the runner's safe. I think there was some confusion over the...
I don't understand that.
Yeah, and Hardy looks to be hurt.
It was a ball going to be clearly played by Landry.
Yeah. And and Hardy trying to shake it off. He got kind of crossed up there. I don't know if he might have got spiked, but it'll be an E3.
What are we going to call that, E3?
E3. And so that'll bring up Cooper Jones now.
Yeah, a little uncharacteristic there. Right?
Yeah, just because he's made some great plays over there at first tonight, and this one.
No, he's done an excellent job, as he always does.
But just a little indecision there. And they always say baseball being a game of inches. And that one is a ball 1-0 to Cooper Jones.
Looked like a pretty good pitch.
That's what I thought. But there's only one opinion that matters, and that's the man in with
the man
standing behind
black.
Brody Tucker right now. Up by a ball throw down and a runner back in there safely. And it's 2-0 now on Jones.
All right, guys, let's just work on getting outs here. 3-run lead.
And that one just missed. Well, that's another one that looked pretty close. And it's 3-0 now on Jones. Kind of just got to settle in here and get these last three outs. Yeah, strike call. 3-1.
Pitch. Knee high on that outside corner.
And time called.
We got a pinch hitter, Doug. Brooks Garner.
Brooks Garner batting.
I'm looking. I heard, and I didn't. I just didn't look, but.
So 3-1 count now. And he fouls that one away. Full count now.
Hey, good job there by Dawson coming back. Run the count to full.
Three balls and two strikes.
Got him.
Strike three called, and that's out number one. Great pitch there by Keim on that outside corner. And now it'll be Landon Lutz, the scheduled batter. Lutz 0 for 1, walked his last time up.
One out closer.
Yep. Time is called. And in there for a strike, 0-1. Strike called, and it's 0-2.
I tell you what, another pretty pitch there, Doug. Knee high on that out, broke that curveball. Knee high on that outside corner.
Kind of looking in at Tucker for the sign. 0-2 on the way. And that one is going to be popped. Foul, hard to give a chase, but it's going to be out of play. No balls and two strikes.
Yeah, that's working to the advantage of Dawson here now, keeping the ball down, and exactly what Braden Steele did all night long. He kept the ball down and working his corners very, very well.
And swung and a miss, and down on strikes goes Lutz. And we're down to one out left. And Tate Hartz comes to the plate. Hartz 1-for-2 with a single.
Montgomery third baseman number 16, Tate Hartz.
Yeah. And in there for a strike, 0-1. Kaimano would like to get this last out here and not have to turn it over to the top of the order. And that one, check swing. Base umpire says no. And so it's 1-1.
Hate to be on blue side, but I believe he made the right call.
Yeah, I think so. I'll reluctantly agree to that. In there for a strike.
Down to one.
And one strike away. Outside of ball. Had a great grab there by Tucker. Keep that one from going to the backstop, and it's 2-2.
I'm
going to
defend Dawson there, and I think that one just slipped out of his hand.
Probably. I don't know how we hadn't seen more of that with the moisture from earlier.
Yeah, that's what happened on that pitch.
2-2. Kime ready. And in this one, that is a little flare out in the right field, and it's going to be foul.
I was a little afraid of that one.
Mendoza gave it the old college try, but that one dropped in.
Tell you what, great effort out there by Landry Mendoza. I just kept looking, and I said, oh, please do not have eyes.
And so the count will remain 2-2.
Gave Hearts one more try.
And so here we go. Kime look in from Tucker. And the 2-2. And that one is a fly ball back. It's off the wall. And Rosnowski gets the throw in, but it's going to be a double for Hearts.
That's his second hit tonight, Doug.
And brings up Lucas Hostler. Runners at second and third for Montgomery. The Bears not going quietly. Hostler is 0 for 3, but those were all against Steele.
We for sure don't want to get back to Cluett.
No. In there, a strike call.
Yeah, Doug, I'm going to say my bet would be the reason Hearts is in that number 9 hole. That's their second leadoff hitter.
Yeah. Bounce up there, gets away from Tucker, runner coming home. Throw back, and he's safe. And Ehlers scores on the wild.
I think he had a chance, but he did not get the tag on him, Doug.
Gimes claiming he did. And so that makes it a 4-2 game now. And also, Hearts moves over to third. Cubs got to be careful here. One pitch from Kime. Up high, ball 2. And outside, ball 3. Pitch outside, ball 4, and that will put 2 on now for Chase Hyatt.
I was getting ready to say I would hope Coach Wheaton would come out and make a trip.
And Evan Ward trying to settle things down. Cubs just need one more out to win it. Cubs just got to get one more out on that scoreboard, and the Cubs can celebrate.
You got one to play with here. What you don't want to do is you don't want to get to Kluet.
Kluet homered for the first run of the game for Montgomery, waiting on deck. High at the batter.
That's five straight balls, am I correct?
Yeah. That's a ball. Umpire putting a little bit of a squeeze on him here.
Just settle down, Dawson. There it is.
And in there for a strike, 1-1. Cubs just need an out somewhere. And that one just missing on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. And this one, ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Through first. Ball game. 4-2, your final score, and your Brenham Cubs are District 17-5A champions.
Montgomery 2. Coupled with a late creek loss, this should make your Brenham Cubs the 2026 district champions.
And a nice ovation from the hometown crowd, and that'll send us to the postgame. This broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned to the postgame show coming up next, made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, The Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, and Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tieleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tieleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball softball season.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, once again, your final score Cubs win at 4-2. What a great game, Tommy. And we're going to get Dawson Keim in here. And you want to hand him your headset?
That would probably help.
And Dawson, you come in tonight and get the save there in that seventh inning. And what a game this was tonight, and for you guys to pull it out and get the win here.
Yes, sir. Feels great knowing that we clinched the district championship now.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And what a great – to do it on Coach's birthday, too, on top of that.
I mean, I don't think anyone even knew it was Wheaton's birthday until they announced it.
But, yeah, a big win in, of course, really scoreless. And then finally Braden gets the grand slam there. And imagine for all you guys, that was a big moment there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a huge energy booster. I know he felt amazing after that to go back in and shut him out for a whole nother inning. And then he let up that one run, which really didn't matter since he hit a grand slam. I mean, we're still way up. Had a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, and then you come on there and got a little dicey there for a little bit, but then Landry records that last out there, and imagine that had to be a big sigh of relief there.
Yeah, it felt great finally getting out of that inning. It was a long one, just a little miscommunication by me and Hardy over there at first base. I should have got the base right there.
Yeah, you guys got the win. Now you head into the bye week and can enjoy that. And then in 2 weeks, back again with Rutter to wrap it up.
Yes,
it seems like we just got started, and here we are. We're almost at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, it went by. It flew by. Especially winning all of it just flew by so fast.
All right, Dawson, thanks for joining
us.
And let's get Braden in here. And, Braden, what a big night tonight.
Yes,
you come out, get the win on the hill. And let's first talk about the grand slam.
Yes,
take us through that at bat.
Well, you know, I was up there and knew I didn't want to do too much. Just want to relax. And I was telling myself, believe you can do this, because I feel like, if you believe you can do it, you can do anything. So just put your trust in God and just trust in myself at the plate. And that was the result.
Yep, and then out there, and of course, this was a tough team. They're one of the top teams in our district.
Yes, sir.
And you were able to go out there and throw strikes and keep them at bay. And how were you feeling out there on the hill tonight?
Just got to relax, especially when games aren't blowouts. Just going up there, continuing to trust your stuff, trust your guys, and do what you do up there.
And, of course, now you guys district champs.
Yes, sir.
How does that feel?
Feels amazing. It's unreal. Can't really describe it. I'm not sure if it's quite sunk in yet.
Yeah. And then even more special to do it on Coach Wheaton's birthday also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of hype to live up to. It's a fun night. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. And especially when you consider with the rain earlier, we weren't even sure if we were going to get a game in tonight.
Yes,
but you guys did. You got the win. And congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
We're all happy for you. And
yes,
now go enjoy that bye week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Braden Steele here on our post game. And he signed Not yet? Okay. And so while we're waiting on Coach Wheaton, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, and what a big night. Tommy, we go from not even knowing if we were going to get a game tonight to winding up the night district champion.
I'm telling you, man, we didn't even realize, like you said, if there was going to be a game or not, and we're going, okay, here we're going to be, it's going to be the midnight hour if we do play. But, you know, what a great evening. So
yeah, it certainly was, and now we bring in the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Wheaton. And Coach, congratulations not only on win here tonight, district champs.
Yeah, outright district champs. That feels good. Never our ultimate goal, but it's for sure a cherry on top, and having the most advantageous seed helps things as well. So proud of our guys. Fought hard all year. They deserve it. This started years ago. They put themselves in a position to have this type of season, and it's paying off right now.
Exactly. 10-0 now in district. And Braden Steele, can't say enough about the job he did tonight.
Yeah, he was really good on the mound. I know he got the big swing off, which is huge. So proud of him. But that was as good as I've seen him on the mound, landing the break early in counts, throwing the fastball to both sides of the plate and mixing in a change. Did a really good job on their hitter. Wyatt Cluett is one of the biggest home run threats, power threats in the district. Got him early on some fastballs in, tried to go back in there in the 2-2 count, and he made us pay, got that swing off. But credit to Braden getting right back in the strike zone and getting two quick outs to end the inning.
Yeah, and we went from it's funny because we at beginning of the day didn't know if we were going to get this one in tonight, and luckily the weather finally got through and we were able to get it in. And what a great night for the players and then also our great fans who turned out tonight.
Yeah, no, appreciate the support. You know, as a head coach, I just told Nick, I'm going to be honest with you, you hate these types of games, tending the tarp, watching the weather, having your guys come out in shorts to pull the tarp off, go back in and dry off, and then you got a really good Montgomery team waiting on you who's just sitting around. But credit to our guys for overcoming it, finding a way to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing, Coach. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And Coach Jay Sweeten, join us, and we'll be back with our John Breeden Star of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium, and now time for our John Breeden Star of the Game. And Tommy, this may be one of the easiest ones we've ever had.
Boy, I'm going to tell you what, it is not going to get any easier than it was this evening. But first of all, we're going to say just an outstanding pitching performance, you know, by Braden Steele once again. Did such an excellent job working his pitches inside, outside, never allowed those Montgomery Bear hitters to get settled in, and he just kept them off balance all evening long. And then he came up with the bases loaded, and I'm going to tell you what, poor Corbin Stanley, he thought he could blow one by him, but he threw one right in the wheelhouse, and Braden took advantage of it with that grand slam home run. You know, double congratulations on the home run and such a great pitching performance. Braden Steele, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life. aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Fireman's Park, excuse me. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Tommy, what a night. As we were talking earlier, didn't know we were going to get on the air tonight, and now here we are wrapping up the night with a district championship, and got to say happy birthday to Coach Wheaton on top of that.
Oh, that's right. Again, a happy birthday to Coach Wheaton. But I'm going to end it like this. You know, it is going back to since that I'm going to say the beginning of time for Brenham Cub baseball, the ultimate goal, first step going to the playoffs is win a district championship. And what a couldn't have been done in a more fashionable way. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, exactly.
Great pitching performance. And, you know, Dawson fell a little bit behind there, but, boy, he came back strong. And great, great relief job again by Dawson Kine. But, again, congratulations to the Brenham Cubs. District champions, enjoy it today. Enjoy next week. And let's get ready for Brian Leonard in the season, and then get ready for the third season, guarantee.
I was going to wrap it up for us here. I want to thank Sandy for her great job, as always, back in the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in and staying up late with us. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tilleman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.